Raising self-reliant children in a self-indulgent world. 7 building blocks for developing capable young people. Authors: Dr. H. Stephen Glenn and Dr. Jane Nelson. The challenge of today's world. Today, when the world offers far more and greater opportunities for achievement and success than ever before, the rising generation seems less capable than the generation of the 30s to take advantage of the opportunities open to them. It is clear that some of the fundamental values that served us so well in the past are absent or severely underdeveloped in a large percentage of young people. The challenge today is to help children develop the self-reliance, motivation, and skills that were standard 30 to 50 years ago. The Significant 7. In studying the characteristics of learners, we have identified a number of critical concepts, capabilities, and beliefs that we will refer to as the Significant 7. The Significant 7 are perceptions of personal capabilities, perceptions of personal significance, perceptions of personal influence over life, intrapersonal skills, interpersonal skills, systemic skills, and judgment skills. 1. Developing strong perceptions of personal capabilities. There are a few distinct behaviors that undermine self-confidence, reduce closeness and trust, and convey disrespect for children's worth and capabilities frequently occur between adults and children, which are barriers to developing capable children. Barrier 1. Assuming in ways that limit. What you were yesterday is all I will allow you to be today. When we act on limiting assumptions, we ignore the most beautiful characteristic of human beings, which is the ability to learn and change from day to day. By assuming, we say, Builder 1. Checking. I didn't tell you because I knew you would get annoyed. A more supportive alternative would be, honey, I need to check something out with you. Barrier 2. Rescuing or explaining. Shut up, dummy. If you would let others do things for you, you wouldn't have gotten to such a mess in the first place. People who step in too quickly to take care of things for others are called rescuers and enablers. They rescue people from their inadequacy, and then enable them to remain vulnerable and easily manipulated. Such statements do not encourage children to know that they are capable and significant. Builder 2. Exploring. What is your understanding of what was happening? When we encourage or allow people to work on things, and or try to deal with them, we need to ask follow-up questions to convey a belief in their ability to gain resourcefulness by trying new things and gain wisdom through problem-solving for themselves. Barrier 3. Directing. Pick that up. Put this away. When we are overly or unnecessarily directive, we usually encourage hostility, aggression, resistance, and/or passive-aggressive behavior. Directing can make children feel impotent and frustrated. The more directive a parent or teacher is, the more rebellious and resistant children become. Builder 3. Encouraging, inviting. This is a problem that is facing us, so I would like everyone to give some thought to how we might deal with it. Children feel encouraged when we see them as assets rather than objects, regard mistakes as opportunities to learn rather than failures, and invite participation and contribution rather than directing and demanding compliance. Builder 3. Expecting. Too much. Too soon. High expectations in raising children are great as long as they are possibilities and opportunities with anticipation, patience, and optimism. When they become standards by which we point out children's inadequacy, or make them conditions for acceptance, we can create discouraging and destructive experiences. Builder 4. Celebrating. Son, I appreciate the fact that you straightened the cupboard and put the dishes in the sink. Children are amazingly responsive to outside stimuli. When we are quick to celebrate any little movement in the right direction, we get more results. 2. Fostering perceptions of personal significance. When people are needed as contributors, they bond, invest, grow, and get healthy. When everything is done for them, they continue to perceive themselves as inadequate and insignificant. For example, research shows that in cross-age tutoring, in which older young people teach younger people, the tutors profit even more than the 2Ds, because they feel needed. Personal criticism and generic praise. Personal criticism and generic praise teach young people to work for approval rather than insight and understanding, and to view errors as a reflection of diminishing personal worth. This means that to help children grow and gain the tools they need to succeed in life, we must tell them specifically what they did well. Our feedback should convey the exact standards against which we judge their work. 3. Fostering perceptions of personal influence over one's life. This involves the individual's perception that personal thoughts, choices, and actions actually affect the events and circumstances of a child's life. One characteristic of people who tend to get in trouble is their perception that they will have little or no power to affect what they experience in life. In clinical terms, such people are described as having an external locus of control, or a victim mentality. They are passive victims of outside events. In contrast, people with a strong sense of influence over events are said to have a predominantly internal locus of control, or personal responsibility. Their experiences and behavior frequently reflect their internal decisions and choices. 4. Fostering strong intrapersonal skills. There are three primary intrapersonal skills, that is, skills for managing our emotional lives. 1. Self-assessment. It is the ability to recognize, interpret, and acknowledge personal feelings such as frustration, anger, joy, happiness, excitement, and love. 2. Self-control. It is the ability to select from among a number of possible behaviors an appropriate response to a feeling. 3. Self-discipline. It is the product of self-assessment and self-control in response to a given situation. 5. Fostering strong interpersonal skills. Listening, communicating, cooperating, negotiating, sharing, and empathizing are among the interpersonal skills necessary for effective social interaction, and the keys to success for developing interpersonal skills in children include the following steps. 1. Practice respectful dialogue. Important, among the listener's tools, are the abilities to paraphrase and to use I statements. 2. In dealing with children, become skillful in listening, empathizing, and negotiating. 3. Structure as many situations as possible to require practice in these skills. Be patient and acknowledge successful as well as unsuccessful efforts on your part. 6. Fostering strong systemic skills. Systemic skills consist of having an understanding of cause and effect, responsibility, adaptability, and flexibility. And the steps for the development of systemic skills are doing the following. 1. Avoid strictness or extensive control. 2. Avoid permissiveness, such as excessive autonomy, too little structure, and follow through. 3. Convey unqualified love, care, and respect. 4. Give clear feedback about behavior. 5. Create a consequential environment. 6. Be firm. 7. Maintain dignity. 8. Teach with respect. 7. Fostering strong judgmental skills. Judgment requires the application of abstract ideas to real life. This principle helps children develop strong judgmental skills. It gives them the ability to assess a situation with respect to its practical and ethical appropriateness, and to make decisions on the basis of that assessment. The following are some positive steps parents can take to help children improve their judgmental skills. 1. Dialogue and collaboration. 2. Provide role-taking opportunities. 3. Provide opportunities for children to experience the consequences of their choices. 4. Encourage reflection on what, why, and how. Parents and educators want to know how to be more productively involved with young people. More parents and educators than ever are willing to make the efforts necessary once they know what to do.